The GFL wash up, and it's time to take a look at what was a crucial game out at West Oval between the Geelong West Giants and Newtown and Chilwell. And in the end, the Giants got the job done, 14-12-96 to Newtown and Chilwell, 8-9-57. And it was their last quarter, a six-goal half-hour of power, where they pushed away from a five-point lead to a 39-point victory. The coach of the Giants, Greg Mellor, good enough to join us. Greg, thanks for your time. How pleasing was that final term? And I know you've played some good footy during your tenure, but how important a quarter is that to the future of Geelong West going forward in 2021?
Hey, g'day, Tom. Obviously, when you're a building club, you want to try and knock off teams that are ahead of you, and that's where Newtown are. And it was just a really good four quarter performance.
Yep. That final term, can you just give us a bit of a sense of what the message was at three-quarter time that sparked the boys?
The scoreboard happened in the last quarter, but it was our third quarter when Newtown were kicking with the breeze that we'd played really well. So I think we might have been a couple of points up at half-time, and then to go in at three-quarter time, a goal up, and in what was a reasonably strong breeze, that was sort of where the platform was laid. So it was an arm wrestle all day, and then in the last quarter we're able to get some clean entries inside 50 and with the breeze and able to capitalise.
One of those men that benefited, and this might be a career high for him at West, David Peel, kicking five goals, was probably an unlikely hero up forward.
He's had a pretty good year. He missed 3 or 4 weeks with a calf injury, but before that, he's been fine in the footy, and we've been able to with some more additions through our midfield, he's been able to spend a little bit more time forward. So we're sort of now creating a few different avenues for goal, like against Leopold, Patrick Eastman kicked three, and on the weekend it was David's turn to have his lick of the ice cream.
Yep. You're 5-2. I think 5 is the most wins that West have had since last playing finals. It might have been a 6-win season, but it's never been more than 5 or 6. But you've got that after 7 rounds. Do you reset your focus for the rest of the year now, knowing that you've given yourself a foundation that should have you hopefully playing in September?
Well, the first thing was, for us, we class ourselves as a building club. And, you need to show improvement. And so what improvement, there's a whole heap of different measurements that you use, but obviously one of them is your win-loss. And to go, 2019, we won 5 games. So we want to try and our first step is to, win 6. And then you start to reset and go for that. So we want to make sure we tick that off. And and then we can, look to, challenge the other teams that are around us. And that's, to be honest, still the core goal. Winning 5 games or 4 games or whatever it is that we've been consistently doing over the last decade or so. You're in that bottom 4, and we need to climb out of there. And to climb out, you have to beat those teams that are slightly above you. And that's why wins against Leopold and Newtown are significant in terms of the internal belief and I guess reward for the leaders at the club, Scott Frangos and David Peel and Jai Bohm and Jaden Symes, Patrick Eastman, Jackson Collins, Lockie Hubbard, those guys who've really setting the culture and leading the culture of how the club's moving forward, and it's a reward for them.
Yep. Talking about Jaden Symes, a couple of things. Obviously had the ruck battle against both Wilkinson and Fanning, and obviously that's a tough ask, but he's handled himself really well again.
He played really well. His second half was terrific. And there is an amazing mark, Kingy. You need to have a look at this mark that he took. I don't know which quarter it was in, maybe the third quarter or... Rewalt style. It was unbelievably courageous going back with the flight.
Now, the wonderful thing is that Marcel Behrens from Sport Media Photos was actually capturing the game and actually has some images of that mark going back with the flight of the footy. I haven't seen the photos, but I know he's captured it. He says it's one of the best he's captured on camera, so hopefully the photos do it justice. St Mary's next week, the challenges don't come much bigger in the GFL at the moment. The Saints are unbeaten. You're the GFL match of the day on K-Rock next week as well. So the spotlight really going to shine on West this week, and it probably deservedly so with the start of the season you've had.
Yeah, well, you know, if you, again, you want to challenge yourself against the best. You want to see where you, you know, where you sit, and we're obviously really looking forward to the challenge. I think it's fairly clear that Colac and Mary's are the two teams to beat, and then there's probably a little bit of a gap at the moment to the next lot, and so we learn a lot about ourselves when we played Colac, and they beat us by 60 odd points, and we'll learn a lot more again this week against Mary's. You know, they're well drilled. Keasty and Robbo are doing have done a really good job. They're well drilled, and we're a tough side, so we're absolutely looking forward to it.
Yep. Injuries yesterday, any, Greg, or did you get through okay?
Like every week, we'll probably sit down and have a look at them assess the players during the come Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday. Monday we'll get a report on blokes. There's a few guys who are a bit sore, so we'll see how they pull up.
Yep. You had a couple of boys go and have a kick back at their home clubs, Philip Moy Moy last week and Tyler Watts. Were they beneficial, or did they benefit from having that run last week?
Yeah, well, we had a trial game as well too. So, everyone had a kick on the weekend.
Yep.
But yeah, it's good for them to go home and play there. Play with their, in front of their family and friends, and it becomes a bit of a release, I think, sometimes as well too. So, good thing was they didn't get injured.
Yeah, that's the 50-50 with that, isn't it? Jai Bohm, where's he at? How far away from a return?
Look, I think he's possibly after the bye. So that's all we're hoping for. He's just sort of hadn't had a real good run at it at the moment. He's got a bit of a hip issue, but he's doing his rehab really well. He's working, with Barwon Sports Physio. The physios there are doing an amazing job, and I'm sure he'll be back for the last five or six games, and he's an important player in our team.
Yep. Riley Moore missed yesterday, injury, and do you hope to have him back soon?
Yeah, I'm hope he'll play next week. He just had a little bit of a little sore hip that just sort of came on, during the week. And just, got to Thursday and it just wasn't quite right.
St Mary's next week is going to be a big one. Greg, we can't wait for it on GFL Match of the Day on K-Rock Footy, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. We look forward to seeing West for the first time this year. You're the last club we get to see, but I reckon might be worth our while having waited and seen you guys build, and we get a cracking clash next Saturday afternoon at Anthony Costa Oval. Well done on the win, well done on the season so far, and look forward to seeing you out at St Mary's next Saturday.
Brilliant, Kingy. I appreciate your time.